Just before dawn on July the 29th, our crew was awaiting the signal to line up. We were located near the end of the runway where the planes lifted off. Suddenly our pilot sounded the bailout bell and shut off all four engines. He came on the intercom and announced that the plane which was heading down the runway for takeoff was going to crash. Our instructions were to bail out onto the ground, run away from the crash site as fast as we could. It was not easy to run in our heavy gear, which consisted of 2 pair of underwear, woolen shirts and pants covered with a lightweight flight suit with many zippered pockets, and finally a fleece-lined leather jacket and heavy fleece-lined boots. We were required to wear a Mae West life vest in case we went down over water, and a parachute harness was put on over everything. There was a great noise followed by a terrific explosion as the bombs and the gasoline exploded, sending a great ball of fire over 3,000 feet into the air. Within seconds, I could hear heavy thuds as parts of the plane landed all around us. Later, we walked back to survey the damage, and the largest piece of engine, about the size of a bushel basket, landing about 10 feet from the trail on which I had been running. 8 of the crew out of the damaged plane got out of the blast. The other 2 were killed.